Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That's wonderful, Sam Cooke. Change. All right, thank you for tuning in. And I'll just go straight ahead. Okay, you're listening to the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Alfred, author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies. My view of the human world right now is like a world of people that are valueless. Here are the people who believe in the God of the Bible. Is that God doing nowadays? My analysis of the history about the human civilization me in a different track than I feel kind of bad. I feel kind of bad. And, you know, it's feelings and thinking that makes us feel hopeful or hopeless. It's a feeling, and I know. One There's a time when you feel just okay. And it doesn't matter that you see anything, big changes that makes you feel that way. But just that, I find it very difficult to put yourself in the right thinking and feeling position. I don't find it something that I personally have the strongest. I try to think positive. I try to see the world for what it is. Mind you, I am trusting in what I have read. What is known to be history of record that we human beings can be certain, okay, we are coming from right there. All right. So now, I know sometimes I feel better than this, but the more I look and observe the history and I observe humanity, I get some anxiety, some thoughts and feelings that is attributed to the reality that I summarize. I am forced to feel awful because when I look at the deeper depth of life and I realize that, okay, all the generations have come and gone and we are the generations of today. And when I think about experience, whereas when I come to a piece of history that describes how long ago people lived and how many people lived in that period, it consists of many thousands of years. And it makes me wonder, I wonder about that. Not that I disbelieve it, but I'm just thinking that we are here today and you want to tell me that 24 hours a day we experience on Earth, not on another planet, but on Earth, 24 hours a day, 365 days per year. And when I think that we would consider we live a few years and we get old, and it seems like a long time. But when you think of people who live over thousands and thousands of years, and they are all gone, and we are here today, walking in the same footstep because we can't live any other way. This is the way life is, and we are controlled by the fiat of life. What are you going to do about that? I see the best thing is to choose to live as good as you can. I mean, when you think about the state of the church is something that we must get rid of. There's no joke about that. And you may think that, oh, I mean, what are you talking about? You know, I mean, what's wrong with the church and stuff like that? You don't see anything wrong with church because apparently you're not reading well to know what the church is. The fact that we all will disappear soon, I am impressed with the understanding that we ought to live better than the way we are doing right now and for a long time. I personally want to attain a higher level of thinking, and my behavior, I think, is pretty good. But my thoughts, my thinking arranged, what is going on in my head and what I need to do to keep myself cognitively, errant. Knowing that we are not worth anything more than what the earlier people were. And they live, we read about them, and they are gone. I would be too ignorant if I do not include myself with the life they live, that I am doing the same thing. I have a mind, and you contemplate, and you think about things, and you will get up and do some chores. And that's all we are good for. Why do we give in to our wrong feeling and thinking and do wrong to other people? Pay off anything? Because I look on all the things that we people in the world are clinging to. Things, houses, policies. And I look at these things and I see, the lack of real value to them. But clearly, over the past 2 millennia, a different concept is spread in the world. And a lot of people don't understand what the Bible is and what the church is. It's a new world order. It's a change of civilized thinking to uncivilized thinking. That's what it is. You see? So you hear, the motor vehicles making noise. People are going up and down. And, the sun is shining now. It's coming on evening. And, people are going to get closer to home. They're going to do quite a few things. And everything is equated to just the use of it that we have. The use. You're going to go to bed, going to fall asleep, and maybe sleep 5-6 hours. And when you're asleep, what happened? While you're asleep, what happened? What is happening while you're asleep? Have you ever thought about when you sleep? Like after you sleep the first 30 minutes, you go into a deeper sleep. And I am seeing how our brain is set up not to keep our body functioning, you know, while we wake out of bed and begin to do stuff. But our brain is keeping us alive, even when we are sleeping and unable to protect ourselves. Our brain is keeping us alive and well, and store all the information that you remember yesterday so that today you can remember them. Because you think about the times when you want to think of something, you want to pull up a certain information in your brain, and you can't remember where to go. you don't know where in your brain to go to see that piece of information. But whilst you are, you know, going through a lot of changes, you need that piece of information. You don't have it written down any places. It was always in your memory. And then all of a sudden it pops up. Yeah, that thing that you wanted, it pops up maybe after 5 minutes or so. And you say, wow, yeah. Oh, what a relief it is. But you think about, you know, when you need certain things and you have to go into a book to remember it, accuracy of the thing. Think of the comparison. You know, you have to go in a book to find that information, because it's not one of the things that you move around with in your mind and you can use just a memory to bring up the details and stuff like that. Talking about something now that, you know, you would have written down somewhere, and how, when you have it written down somewhere, you don't have to go into your brain to remember nothing. That you have it written down. But what happened to some data that we have in our brain that we don't write them down? You start having memory problem, you're going to lose some of those data that you used to remember. Your date of birth. You always remember your date of birth, but now you begin to have lapses. That sometimes you have to push your recall button to get that information, your birth, you know, in birth date in sequence. And what about your social security number if you have one? After I think a lot about what life entails, I know there's reason for me to feel optimistic, but a lot of times I have to just remember there is a positive life that you can live and be happy. But at times, it seems I need some clarity on this. And most of all, I would like to know, what am I doing wrong? I want to know what I'm doing wrong, because if I can avoid some of these kind of feelings and thinking, I would like to make the sacrifice. Because there is nothing like feeling good, thinking good. See what I mean? Because there are times when I feel so good. I come in today with a lot of knowledge, that I have to just conclude that I must not worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. To be concerned about what I do and possibly, since as I have done a lot of cutting out of myself and maintain a desire to clean out the dirt that is inside of me. With that type of thinking, I feel I have a sense of a satisfaction that I have tried to remove certain disposition and practicing to live with a deeper consciousness. And so let it be, because, you know, whether or not you are living clean or you are living dirty, all of us will end up in the same situation where, I mean, we are all going to decease. No more when no more your heart don't beat another time. We'll all go out and we'll go to where we never been before then and so forth. So what is most important is for us to be content with the progress we have made to live the cleanest we can. Because our emotion and our thinking will rust. It will rust. And we won't have what it takes to amend. The time when we were supposed to adjust ourselves to a higher level of reason and thinking. Reason and behavior, there, I mean to say. Our reason and our behavior. When we can discipline ourselves and willingly change a lot of the dispositions that we have. Because once we think a certain kind of way, and if that way that we think is not wholesome, something going to happen to us. Because anyhow your mind function, that's the way you're going to behave. And situation is going to happen to trigger your mind to cause you to behave in a way that is not good for you nor nobody else. So I'm telling you that when I see the world in which I was raised and I was born and raised up in, Jamaica, and look at all the years now since I have grown and grown into adult, it bothers me to
to see that humanity is attacked, the civilized humanity attacked by the white people. The white people, after about 12,000 years, that some of our African people mingle with white people and interbreed with them, remove them from the level of hominid and civilized offspring to where, to spread bed with the Neanderthals. Neanderthals, that is far above your level of human development. But they managed to get themselves, into the clutches of Neanderthals that made them a much, much higher human development. But what I have learned about these white people is that they are not human like hybrid people. They're not. We are not. You accept it, but that's the fact according to the history I read. Unless you have superseding history in the scientific sense, where we all originate in yonder times, white people are not civilized. And see, if you follow what I'm saying, you will see sense in what I'm saying, because white people are criminals, and white people, because of their delinquency as uncivilized creatures from the origin, you will see what kind of people they are today. They are the takers. And the reason why, all right, I want you to look at what that point that I'm making. If you think white people are civilized, begin to examine their history. Right? And the clear figure is about 2 million years since they leave their ancestors, their primary ancestors, leave Africa and go into Europe. That is the history. They don't want the civilized people to know that. They want the civilized people to believe the Bible. Okay? Because by now, a lot of civilized people become uncivilized because of the Bible. The Bible makes you become uncivilized, at least in the faculty point of view. You're born a black person, you always be hybrid. That don't take you up to heaven. To be hybrid don't take you up to heaven. It's still going to die here. But the value that you have while you're alive is good for you while you're existing. Right? Because you're a special creature, and the reason why you were created was a good reason. And while you are the head of developed human being, you have a lot to feel good about. Look at the difference between white people from a historic standpoint. They don't want you to look at no history. Period. White people. Because they are doing everything to keep the wrong perception into the black people's mind. And since most of us in this generation don't know what the real civilized world is, I didn't myself, But now things have changed. In my mind, where I was prompted to read with more sense than I used to. And that has changed. That has changed me in that context where I am concerned about what I read. So I learn a lot of things. That's how I know white people are not civilized and they are not supposed to mingle with black people. You see, the reason why people can't do without people is because of sex. You see, and we look on skin that is appealing and your imagination begins to run wild and you begin to feel like you want sex. But here is another world. It's a different perception than sex. And if you really look at sex and look at your body, you know what? You may see you were better off if you were not eating food and you're drawing energy from the sun. Because it doesn't matter what your energy come from. As long as it's just like gasoline you put in your car. You know, it's like you can put any gas in your tank and your vehicle will run just fine. But not every engine will take all of those fuel. Right? So what I'm saying now is that white people are not civilized. And white people are criminals. And you have to look at it from a broad historical base. You can't just talk about 2,000 years ago. You have to look on white people long before that. Like going back 12,000 years. Yeah. I'm not joking. I am not joking. White people like fictional ideas because remember, they are not civilized. Why are they everywhere in the African people's country? Why do, you know, and just think about where were they? You know, why is it now they just chase black people's territory? Invade them? Or they invent everything to conquer black people? They invent everything. And when black people are not able to understand what they are doing, they become victims. You see? And they get all the amenities to hold black people in a position, in a helpless position, physically and psychologically. Because the church, if you read history, you know that they are the one that brought in the church, and they brought in the church since they overthrew the black king in Rome, Italy. The Roman Etruscan king. For crying out loud, it was a kingship dynasty for over some 200 and maybe 40 years. And they overthrew that king. And they overthrew that king because of their mingling with the black people and picked up some civilization. So all you see white people are doing, you may think that, you know, just take it for what you see, because what you see and you didn't see anything else, that's what you have to go with. But history enhances our inner perception. So we know now from history, the record of the past, that white people in no way civilized. And you read the World History textbook, and I can show you that. That they don't come from civilized blood. I mean, civilized blood mean like the hybrid. The ethnic people, Chinese, Indians, and on the rest, Hispanics, Arabs, and the rest, you see? And of the people, the one that is most hated by white people are the darker skinned people. They don't like the darker skinned people. And you see, the darker you are, it is the more, it is a greater reflection on white people when they see dark people. You see? Yeah. And if you look at white people and look at their skin, I'm not talking about those that apparently have had some mixture with African blood, because they don't, their skin is not like as white and look like, you know, like something beside flesh. To see what black people have become and what white people, Indo-European, have become. Sickening. It's sickening. To see white people establish the church and black people take refuge in the church, even when a white man would go into their church, a pitch black church, sit down and listen to preaching about Jesus. Remember, Jesus is something that the white people create, 100%. And yet still, we are living on the planet who have evolved, uncivilized, and do all kind of interbreeding to upgrade themselves to where they feel like, you know, they like the higher level civilized thinking, right? And they position themselves to take on that development. It is in the World History textbook how they became educated. And that is something that I didn't know that. There are not a lot of people who know how white people become educated. But it is here. It is in history. And sometimes it's difficult for you to get the right, tell you exactly what has happened. Things that you probably never happened. So that when I read, to you this synopsis of history, I read it all the time because I am always walking through this neighborhood, you know, contextually speaking, where I need to read it because it allows the right energy to flow and to bring to memory who we are. And there are a lot of us who are to think what I'm saying is true, but you believe what is in the Bible is true, and you believe in the Holy Ghost. And what I have learned, that those things are sodomite stuff. I'll read to you this about our civilized origin that says, they came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. And I often wonder if people pay attention to this. Instead of believing in the Bible that has no place out there that you can find the Garden of Eden. There's no place. And I bet you, even though the Bible, omitted. Well, they, because there is no possible way for them to show you a piece of land where the Spirit God created Adam and Eve, right? So you think that all along in history, no story like that existed about Adam and Eve in a garden and God cursed them. You don't find no anthropic history. You don't find no hard, sound history, a record of the past, to tell you that Adam and Eve was in a garden. Now, for what reason? What reason do I have now? Understanding the literal history of record that you are able to read and cannot dispute because you have all kind of evidence around in the world today to prove that what I just read here is not going to be compatible with what the white people say about the world. See? No, not compatible. It's not compatible. Because what they're saying about the world, they don't have an history for it, but they don't care. They are sodomites. Their brain is not the same like civilized people. But they like to imitate civilized way of life. Yeah. I mean, 12,000 years is a long time for them to be learning that from the African people. But they were there 2 million years and nothing happened. They didn't do anything. But now that they learned to write and everything, they put themselves in the forefront. Like, they've been here before everybody else. Now, you can understand why they do that. They don't have anything civilized, no civilized prospect. They have a stigma that comes with them. Sodomy. Now, deep down in their heart, as far as I read and see what plays out, it's not that they have any problem with, you know, companionship with dogs. You know, I think it is easier for them to aspire to become full-fledged civilized human being than for them to go down to the level of the dogs. Oh, no, but look into what I'm trying to say. And we'll eventually somehow come out with what I mean to say is that they are exposed now to a level of civilized thinking, the white people, right? And because the black people have such a I would say, a narrow sense of civilization offers these white people who have agreed, they have greed for civilized sense. And they have learned a lot of the academic, the academics in civility, because civilization calls for intelligence. You must be able to read so you can relate to things. The white people, what is awfully against them is the time that they've been in existence. And where they were. That's history. It's not like the Bible talking about Adam and Eve in a garden, and you can't tell. What is history about white people is not like what you read in the Bible about God and have a son named Jesus Christ. Or totally irrelevant when it comes to civility and the civilization of mankind. They're learning academic knowledge caused them to turn into an effort to build a Cleave bubble system and lie about the civilized system that is established on earth by the Elohim God. You see? And they would make it appear like when we talk about Elohim God, we are talking about a spirit. We're not talking about no spirit. We're talking about actual beings that are superior to the best of intelligent mankind. We get our intelligence from the God, so there is no way to compare intelligent, anatomical human being, wise human beings, and Homo sapiens sapiens. We cannot be compared with the gods. Because just like, you know, our literal father and mother will never be our brothers and sisters. They will always be parents, right? So are the Elohim. They are a species that only relevant to us because they have created hybrids and used their blood and flesh in there to make us who we are. Now, we are not to allow file our blood. See, because they basically open a door that let themselves in, and now black people's head is turned around in what the white people call it kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. The Bible would, I mean, they've been clever a long time. They're just not civilized. But they have, just like animals are clever, they are clever too. But it's just that they are in the human development. And they manage to be able now to interbreed with African civilized people. How did they come to that level? Because of the Neanderthals. You see? Because they interbreed widely with the Neanderthals to where they have picked up a lot of human attributes, but they are still sodomites. And sodomite is a derangement of, let's say, the brain. Or in their case, they were made up unfinished. their civilization is unfinished. It is never up to the level of Homo sapiens. They did not go up to the level of Homo sapiens, but they interbreed with the Neanderthal, that is Homo sapiens. That is what, give them the ability to now interbreed with the black people, Chinese or whatever it is. They should not have gotten there. And they never deserve it. They shouldn't have it. But now, the worst of it is that somebody's going to like think, what is he talking about? You see, and looking at the white people and the wealth that they have, but you don't think you're idiot. They're not in Europe with this wealth. If you're an idiot and you're out there and you're looking what white people have and you don't look through the historic process, what are they doing in America? They want you to think that you don't need to make nothing of it, that they're wealthy. They think that they're entitled to it because their fucking God tell them to come and kill the black people and take it. Take the land and everything. And then they make everything out of their fucking ass because they make laws and everything like that out of their fucking, sex. So they have everything. They have laws now to protect them when they kill the black people. But they don't make no pay no penalty for that. Can't you see the U.S. Presidency and how it works? You see the other day, they don't know nothing about honesty or not like that. Because to prove to you that they are showing that they're honest fucking of them forever idiots, Trump would never do what he has done the other day. And now the news is the GOP are pushing recount of they said Trump lost the election. Now of everything I have heard and know, all the courts dismissed over some 60 or so lawsuits, didn't win anything. And they have count so many times in, let's say, some of the states where it was affected. Now they are saying they don't want black people to have freedom to vote. Now, when I tell you that white people, and I'm not talking about some of those who have adjusted themselves to talk and look like civilized people. Just look on their nose, on their hair, the hair on their head, and in their eye, on their eyes, mostly, yes, those features make you identify Indo-European, right? And you will begin to find out what this man is telling you is true. White people don't have nothing to do with black people, and especially the fact that we have never borrowed or begged from them. And they were in Europe about 2 million years before black people were created to begin with, because they want us to think that some God created us in a feeding somewhere, but there is nothing for that. So you have to go back and begin to look at the history for real that talks about these white folks. Right? You have a place to go, and you have objects to view, such as these white people. You will see that they don't have deep civilized sense. And the idiots that black people become gives them liberty to be anything they want to be, because any filth that can make black people want it, Yeah. Any filth that they make and face government, black people go right into it and be controlled by it. Otherwise, how does black people be under constitution? And constitution is nothing more than what these guys fuck ass and think of. They're sodomites. Not since yesterday. Long before they mingled with us, they were sodomites. All right? And over a period of 12,000 years, they suck every juice that they can suck out of black people. And today, this is where they are. History is here. I read it. Okay? Now, they convince us we don't have anything. We never have anything. So although they read in the Bible about Abraham and what God gave to Abraham and his seed, his offspring. And look at them, kind of literature and Bible, to say God made covenant with Abraham. But yet they still kick out Abraham's children at the same time. You see, they call Abraham's children Jews and call themselves Gentiles 2,000 years ago. Look in the Bible right now. The Bible, yes. They can't change some of those things. And black people still don't see that these uncivilized white people, scavengers, they were always uncivilized. They never have anything. They come up to the level of being able to make stone tools. Now you tell me what stone tools can do, right? Of course, it's going to help them with what they want to do, but as far as civilization is concerned, you don't see white people in history as anything civilized. And I'm showing you that Trump make you know that, because of a man being civilized, running an institution as president, right? And they have a system now that in America, these presidents got to run every 4 years. And they will only stay, they will only serve 2 terms as president. What I'm trying to say to you, how can Trump be a civilized person? I mean, he got to fool me and fool you. Because you don't put a man to be president and running a world-class government. I mean, holding down the emulation of civilized establishment. And how much people know that they are just imitating civilized establishment over the past 2,000 years. They've shoved all of it away and come in with the church. I read the history and I know what was before they come in with the church. All right? So somebody, you know, can always talk to me and teach me something else. You know, if you're coming out of the, you know, you just can't use history as a basis of, you can't use the Bible as basis of history. Because creation story of Genesis doesn't give you any character that creates the heaven and the earth. They lie. When they talk about God and Jesus created all things, they lie. That shows you how deeply uncivilized white people are. And look and see where you see white people. You know, you're not in Europe and seeing them. You see them like in America. That history tells you this is a black people country. Only black people were civilized enough to leave Africa and didn't go up into Europe and up there can't do nothing. You get it? Only the African hybrid people. We read in the World History textbook, go into the outer part, east or west hemisphere, and set up communities. That's a fact. And they were up there in Europe for 2 million years. And they didn't set up anything, not even one establishment that you could call a civilized establishment. Or just call it an establishment. They have not put up no establishment at all. And the history will show you, draw a line in the sand. You don't see them doing anything in Europe that is civilized till way long after they recall the Abba and the African people, wherever they can find these settlements of Africans. They go there and talk about imperial colonialism, and they fought at up. Like it is, you know, they invented it. So what happened to the government that is in the world before? They don't give a damn about that. They don't care about the government because they think now they can read and stuff like that. You know, they have to fuck body and everything, right? And they don't care about nobody and anything else. So when they are allowed to talk about they invent Kalinda and all these kind of stuff, the gods up in heaven must be wondering what has happened to these. Talking about civilization. Black people's civilized knowledge is not based upon you reading or anything like that. They are created hybrid with sense, potential to do a lot of things. But as far as their development is concerned, that is something like us has to be nurtured. What about those of us who have not been nurtured at all? Don't even get a good first primary school education. A lot of us, but that doesn't mean, I am ignorant. I am a hybrid ignorant person. Just say, from I was born, because my parents are, you know, subject of slavery mentality, right? So for me, I was not really behaving like I'm civilized because I didn't have the education to do that. All right. But what happened when I was after 50? Before I was 50, a part of my biography shows that I did not read beyond fourth grade level. That's right. I went to primary school in St. Catherine, Jamaica. You know, about three different primary schools I've been to, and never read past fourth grade. Imagine that. And I migrate to America and go to school, adult school, when I'm age 27. All right. I didn't know that I would read further than where I was at grade level. But, you know, I was willing to try. I just felt like I deserve to know more and decide that I want to learn to read better than what fourth grade level. So I wasn't sure my brain was going to open up to read further since, you know, I'm not talking to anybody who have, you know, like talk about those issues or any, you know, I don't have no sense of any beyond that. So I was only wanting to go further to get into information. The adult I completed the adult education. Come off with a high school equivalency, GED or something like that. And so now I was reading quite a few more levels up. So I proved that nothing was wrong with my head, like born uncivilized. There was no such a thing, but I was able to read quite a lot higher, on a much higher level when I went to school. So nothing was wrong with me. All right. So what I'm trying to show you is that based on the way things work out with the black people, let's say in the West Indies, clear that there seem a reversal of reality, whereas these Sodomite Indo-Europeans, 2 million years up in Europe, have not able to pitch a tent. They were not able to pitch a tent. Right? And we, who the history shows in plain, came up into Africa, say 200,000 years ago. Right? You're talking about 200,000 to 300,000 years ago. And we, after about 150,000 years or so, we were able to walk out 100,000 years ago out of Africa and go all around and set up settlements. But because of that period I told you about, 12,000 years ago, where these white people miscegenation with black people, that is what caused the problem. What I'm trying to show you, how is it that people like me leave Africa and go out into the wider world out there outside of Africa and set up civilized institutions? Who the white people learn civilized institution from? How come it's after they met with the black people for a few thousands of years that they learn the civilized things that they know today? There is the proof. There is the proof that white people don't have civilization. And it's all over the world. It's a textbook. Not just on a few pages, but anywhere you go into the world, it's a textbook. You see them calling themselves Romans. Okay? And then I have the history that points out how they become Romans. White people call themselves Romans. So that today, Romans exist from antiquity. And what? Who are they calling Romans? Sodomites, white people, calling themselves Romans and claim that they were Romans. Where it come from? White people could never be Romans in no way, shape, or form. Thing that they have learned and begin to call themselves, you know, Minoans, begin to call themselves all Chaldeans, call themselves all kinds of names. They call themselves. They're that smart. What happened to black people smart? So, but what I'm trying to say to you is that if they're that smart, and if you think they are civilized, why did they wait indefinitely, not knowing their faith, beside what they know? They don't have language. They don't have clothing like we have, the goat skin or something like that they use. But sure enough, that the gods that came to earth and created us, they taught us to weave cloth, to make cloth. All of the colorful, look at Africa. See how Africa is colorful? At least they have that. But what I'm trying to tell you is that the truth of the world today is not what we think it is. Because now you see the church, and you see the church fall apart right now. You see, the church is down on its last step, right? Because the church is a sodomite thing. Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. You see what I mean? So all these brothers like kind of out there and talking about halal and all this kind of stuff, people are to laugh at him because he's talking about Jesus. And you have to be crazy to talk about Jesus and Mary. Farrakhan is doing that. So Farrakhan is an idiot. All right? And he is among the black people that the white people corrupt. Let's see. Was the worst thing Malcolm X did? Because Malcolm X had been better off search to find the knowledge of history and learn about himself. He should not have joined in with the what they call Islam. And whilst I don't see anything wrong with calling yourself an African name, of course do that. But look, just doing that and speaking the white people and the Indo-European sodomite concept that they developed since they learned little common sense from the black people, and now they've gone overboard with it. They're ruling the world back to what Trump did the other day. A civilized person don't do that. Because the man don't know when he's cutting the jugular vein of what he stands for. He's a president. He has a constitution. And he come to the point that he didn't care about kicking the constitution where it come from. He don't care. But how can he not care when the entire institution is rest upon his constitution? Why was he doing that? I'm telling you, he's not civilized. Donald Trump is not a civilized person. That's what makes a difference. You are looking at what they have gained dealing with black people thousands of years. Look into what I'm telling you, because if I tell you something and I cannot show you the image of it, then you don't need to listen to that. Right? What they're telling you about Adam and Eve in the garden, they never can show you anywhere those things exist. None. But that's what these sodomites are good for. And they have made the best of it, and we black people are here underneath them. And we don't care to know the truth because of what? Our brain, our cerebellum turning right. You see, what they have given us to believe in, it did the job. You see, and we are all now like those who followed Jim Jones to Guyana. You see, because we believe in Jesus. We believe in Adam and Eve in a garden. See, who have a fruit in the middle of the garden, God said, don't touch it. All those old bunch of bunk that they write in a Bible and black people are following it, we are psychologically dead. Psychologically dead. I'm trying to show you that we are gone off into a belief system that God make the world, and you know he bring down a flood, and you know, and all these things that he foreknew and set upon earth, it's all he's doing. But look at those things that God has done. You don't see any sense in it. Because if God know what he was doing, he's going to make mankind. Adam and Eve put sin, but they are writing in the Bible, say, yeah, well, God make man and give them free will and stuff like that. But God don't go like that. Nothing don't go like that. So the same way God is uncivilized in the Bible, lie, and never fulfill anything like a perfect God. This is what is going on here with these folks who write about God in the Bible. They don't have any sense. If you don't know, if you don't read what civilization is, as a black person, you will not return to your cognitive position, right? Because false information damages your brain. There's no joke about that. So it is important for us to talk about what is obvious. Yes, it is obvious. And the white people are holding on to the fallacy of what they have about Kalinda that they use to steal, you know, that is the false bureaucracy that they have, the political democracy that they have, to say they have a government that rule the world. And they're a sodomite. Trump is a sodomite. You understand? It doesn't matter what you see, he behave like him is a man of marriage. Hear the kind of stuff that he speaks about women and stuff like that. The guy is only an imitator of humanity, real humanity, civilized humanity. He's only wrongly emulating and doing impersonation of civilized people. But there is nothing civilized there. The man destroyed his own government. You see, not just his party, but the entire constitution, willful disregard. No wonder none of the presidents enforced the 14th Amendment. Have you seen any president enforce the 14th Amendment? And all the states them that establish a constitution, what do you see them do? They do the same thing like the federal government, all under a mandate to treat black people like they are black. Whatever black means, it is the federal government and all of the states in the union. They are all under the code and the agenda to keep black people, black people. Right, I mean, does the federal government treat black people like they are people? No, they tell you in their constitution. are in their court cases, right, under the Constitution. They're telling you that you are not a human. That's their disposition from the first time they invaded and begin to kill. And if you don't understand that, and you sitting down like these white people are civilized and they're running business, you don't know what you're talking. You don't know what you're thinking. You're not reading. You don't understand what civilized world is. You see, you cannot turn your back on your human birth certificate. And that's what the world history textbook is. You see, where the history is in any form, that is what black people are to follow. You see. And clearly, going after the things that these white people are doing and have done, talk about 4th of July is coming. And they're going to celebrate. What are they celebrating? They're celebrating their achievement, sodomite achievement. You see? Because right now they're not coming up and tell you that, boast on their sodomite power. They might tell you something else, but it's the sodomite power they're talking about. When you see they develop the bravery to make Obama use the 14th Amendment, all of the power in there to be enforced by the black people, they're not doing that. But Obama used that same amendment to marry sodomite people, them, the Supreme Court. Supreme Court, 5-4, win and married sick sodomite people, because every sodomite people sick. If nothing is sick with them, they're head sick. They're born with it sick. You don't have to accept the truth. They taught the truth from the history textbook, and it's easy to prove me wrong. Just call me. Now, imagine, I talk about the history, civilized history, you don't care. I talk about the genetic manipulation, DNA fertilization in vitro. You don't have to hear that. You have to hear about Adam and Eve in a garden. And you're not reading that good. Because if you were reading it good, you'd find out that it doesn't make any civilized sense. You see what I mean? But if you don't start to pay attention to it, you're going to stay there believing in it and keep on afraid of these white people, because they are looking for black people anywhere they can catch them and kill them. Why are they doing that? If there was not a long time miscegenation connection between African people and them white people up there in a Europe, Asia, if there were not a connection, a bad connection, they wouldn't be here on Earth. They wouldn't, no, because they're afraid of us as it is, and find some way with weapon and stuff like that for us to chase us away, them do what they want to do. And whatever they do in Africa, why Africa have nothing to say about the Bible and all these kind of unlawful things that they do to black people. Not unlawful by their A.B. and Adam and Eve fucking law. That's not what I'm talking about. Because kingship laws in the world a long time, and long before they have any sense to do anything, these white people decide that, no man, they can make their own world, sodomite world, and that's what world is headed for right now. Right now. Because white people think the way is the way the world is coming around to exactly what they want. That's what they write in the Bible about Jesus and sending disciples out. While you think that it is for real, no, as something else they have in mind. They have your body in mind, because that's what they want to come under their subjection. Black people must become sodomites. You think it's joke? Think it is joke? Now, when you can point to the history book and read it like that, no white people want to talk to you. Whether he's a judge sitting on the bench or is Biden, they don't want to talk to you because you know what? You have the bomb to send them out. You see, the truth, the bomb. You see, but they are watching us and see that we're not paying no attention to what to really what's at stake. You see, and you hear them talking quite a few times about their democracy. There is no democracy for African people. We have a kingship government. It's never going to change. You see, these sodomites now have all black people shut up and preaching the gospel. So where are we going to go with that? You know, it is remarkable how black people have gone slide backward. It is remarkable because you don't hear them defending themselves in what they say. You see, and you have, it's no joke that they are all people with brilliant, I mean, brilliant potential. And should be able to deliver a speech in nature full with veracity. You see, that delivering the fact about historic truth, no black people should be afraid to deliver that and to establish it as the civilized knowledge in the world, because they just come on around and talk about, you know, like they have power and stuff like that. It's their sodomite fucking nonsense that they have overthrown a king and begin to talk about how they can change all of the African regime. Yeah, they kill Saddam. Go kill Gaddafi, right? And you see, what's his name there? Obama is there, and a lot of people looking on Obama like Obama is a nice guy. Oh, you know, look. See, when you don't know, you don't know. And if you're looking on Obama like he's a nice guy and you don't see, Obama is a sodomite. That's what is clear. Right? And you ask, what's her name? You see, comedian lady, you see, that came out very, very clearly and tell the media that Michelle is a transgender and Obama is a sodomite. And because black people are afraid to defend their own constitution, they bow underneath these sodomites who want to destroy in Genesis 19. That's what they wrote in there, right? It's to their credit that they are saying they, as sodomites, don't like to fuck vagina. They like to go into especially man's asshole. Man like themselves. If they are not possessed, I don't know that there's any demons existing except that. You see? Because when a man wants to, like, fuck another man, it means that, look, he's possessed with a whole bunch of demons. No man is supposed to want to fuck another man's ass. Number one, that ass was not created in no way made us eat for sex. And when black people succumb to white people bringing down the world civilization to fuck ass, you know, I just pray the gods help us, because situation like that, you know, I see, now, if I were a god and a situation like that, in any situation that I have as a human being and see things take shape like what it is now, I would be looking for ways to get rid of it. No joke about that. Get rid of it. And to see that black people are put down and actually making the best of it, it's just terrible, because what happened to the world before these guys come around? They run and follow the civilized people where they go and take what they have. Hello, can't you see that? Can't see it. And then they went on successfully for some 400, over some 400 years, confiscating, you know, the African wealth. That's all they did for many, many, you know, centuries. Killing and stealing from black people and their government with legislation, and you know, they make legislation by their emperor and priests and popes, you see, and enforce it with their terrorist gang in the Inquisition and the Crusaders. They gave them law to go out and kill black people if they do not surrender to Jesus Christ. Now, it is law. I'm telling you about law that they use against black people. If they do something like that, and now it's not if, they do it. It's here in law, and black people don't pay no attention to it. You fall underneath them, and now you see they're advertising for ministry. You know, if you want to be in the ministry, you know, you can get PhD and all these kind of stuff, and, you know, oh, life will be better for you. This is the kind of stuff that we are facing. You see, we are, because black people don't read their history. They don't know anything, so they'll never be able to say anything on their behalf. Move to help somebody else. People don't care not what white people say. It's like they, it doesn't matter if they have a dozen PhD. They don't care all the evil things that white people say in a Bible about them. Now, I understand that if you're looking at it from the perspective that they can say whatever they want to say, because you don't really care about what they say. But that's not the context in which this is going in. It is going in a context that black people are impaired, and though they can read and do all manner of things, but they are lacking. They are lacking an essential ingredient, because there is just no way have to go along with what these sodomites are doing, leave their territory and hunt us down everywhere we are, and we accept it. It doesn't make any sense. And it's like it pushes to hopelessness. Like there's nothing we have to rescue us, because we have this AD and Adam and his shit off of this, sodomite character Jesus. You see? They do that and now say they have all authority to do anything with you. Right? So that means you don't hear nobody talk about there was a government in the world before them. So they come now and say the world starts 2,000 years ago. Do you know that's what these white people are doing? If you don't know that's what they're working off, you are blind. They don't care about black people now. They care about themselves and what they have accomplished. You understand? Killing black people. You see? But one time they said, you were not even nobody. Now they're coming around because pressure, the pressure of civilization is killing them. The pressure of civilization is killing them. But we are not helping. Black people are not helping. Some who realize and walk away from the church. But some, not budging. When I say that God came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's new age, first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment, under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. As revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testament to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented with the research work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. When I read that, you know, people don't bother pay no attention to it. They don't bother pay any attention to it. And neither do they pay attention to this. Hope will apologize for sins of Kathleen. By Kathleen Grossman, USA Today 2000, Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils, Vatican official said Tuesday. The pontiff will make the plea, pardon, unprecedented in the church's history. When did the church came in? Here he referred to the church's history. When did the church begin? When did the church begin? Right? The Vatican said during the prayer of the faithful in the celebration of Latin Mass, Peter's Basilica. Remember, where St. Peter's Basilica is, you did not know, but I'm telling you, that's the place where they removed the king, the Roman king, and called themselves Roman Republic. That's the place. You didn't know? Know it now. Okay, you don't know these dragon devils that we're dealing with. They've gone too far. They've gone too far. I asked the gods to bring in, you know, those EF4 tornadoes. It is about time that we all realize that these white people don't care nothing about black people than to get your ass and piece of wealth that you have. That's what they're all about. If you don't see, you better open your eye. So it goes on to tell you. It goes on to tell you, the Vatican released a lengthy document, document Tuesday, analyzing the theological underpinnings of the gesture. You hear that? Mm-hmm. Memory and reconciliation. The church and the faults of the past. Written by an international panel of theologians. You hear that? At the Vatican's request. Calls the Pope's commitment an act of courage and humanity. But the document acknowledges that the simple admission of faults might look like acquiescence in the face of accusation made by those prejudicially hostile to the church. The church, right? Apologizing for sins of Catholic. The church. Mm-hmm. All right? And then what is he going to apologize for? And remember how long he is apologizing for doing these things from antiquity till modern evils right here today. Because they don't do make no change. All right? They are the same. Wicked. They only modify some of their uncivilized ways, but they are in no way close to pulling out and go back where they come from. All right? That's what they're supposed to do. That's what they will do. Now, documents list faults the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. Now, when I read that, nobody don't pay no mind either. So it tells me that people are only out there looking money, buying jewelry, buying all kind of cars, buy all kind of, you know, home and palace and stuff like that. No, nothing wrong with spending money to buy, things that there's nothing wrong with that at all. But what I'm trying to say is that the kind of intelligence that black people are supposed to exhibit is one that totally repels the sodomite people into our territories. You see? And instead, we turn our backs on each other when things are happening. Instead, we become proactive and deliver the truth of history. Because if we were doing that, these people would run away long time. These white people would run away long time. Because they don't have civilized sense. You see, to act like a civilized person. So now they take the extreme route of being criminal and going into all kind of a crevice and corner to find out ways they can keep black people underneath, you know, their fucking ass. Because that's what they're doing. That's what the Bible is all about. Genesis creation story don't have a story about our creation. But yet still, they have us believing that the Bible covers us as well as them. I mean, what kind of vision this we have as black people? We've gone blind. In that sense, yes. And we are afraid to applaud the real history. Because in the Bible, we seek people to applaud Jesus, applause the apostles, and stuff like that, and the spirit God that they talk about. That's what it appeals to. So what about our history? What are black people lying on? What? The same sodomite God in the Bible that the white people rely on. Same thing. Talk about a Virgin Mary and a wise man following the stars and the baby and stuff like that. The black people don't remember what Palestine really is. And they let go these old bunch of fucking ass white people that don't make no sense. Does not make any sense. But yet still nobody plea for justice. Few of us, I think, few of us, and in time, we look for the manifestation. When the gods, time is right. Such as we have such level of defiance against the existence of the gods. And the work that they have done on earth. If you have, right in our faces, these sodomites are denying, you know, and even in the Bible that they wrote, they are denying the truth. And they will teach you about, don't listen to the words of man and all that, but to God. And who is the God? The Bible. The monotheism God. That's what they're talking about. And that's where black people are. In their mind, in their belief. And if you don't think that this is an abomination, and as black people, you don't have any connection with the church, you are done. You are done. I know where my mind was before I began to read and understand that there is the civilized world, not the Bible. There's no creation story in Genesis. No creation story. And, you know, if you're out there and you'd like to talk to me in details about these kind of stuff that I'm talking about, remember, I surely am open any time to have a conversation with somebody who wants to talk about critical things such as the stuff I am talking about. You see? Because that's my delight to talk. And not to talk like I want to, like, you know, destroy somebody's mind or something like that. No. But is that when you have questions, I am going to dedicate to answering your questions. In every detail that I know, you see, and put it to you to look into it and, you know, drag and pull it wherever you want to see what you get. You know, who is really hitting the nail on the head? Right? So don't be afraid of that. Let us talk because we all soon be dead. No joke about that. So let it be good. While we are alive. All right. I want to thank you for tuning in to the program. You're listening to Tim Aldred, Cosmic Philosopher. And the book. Bamboozled, deceived by lies, my never sinner. Bamboozled has quite a few items for someone who, just one moment. Yes. Okay. So now, yes, here is the church is the church is the most dangerous institution on the planet, because these sodomite white people, they go to work stealing the African wealth, now creating a bogus law. They control the world. It's not just not true. How do they get to subside the government that is established on earth? All civilized society. They are not civilized society. How they come to govern our society? Kill us and everything like that? Oh, come on. Come on. You see what I mean? And all of our educated people is like they are beheaded but still walking around with a head. Can't you see that? No matter, they're up there. They have ample qualification to read a history textbook and say, what is the record of the past when it pertains to government? Well-run bureaucracy. Who set up the first government on earth? It's not these sodomites. It's not these fucking sodomites. Okay? And we lead them to think that they have a right to do what they don't do. We don't have any hope outside of what we are given. And these guys have taken every scrap of valuable things on this earth to represent the gods, and they take it all over for themselves and behave like, oh, they had it all along. They're doing it because they are fucking sodomite every day. And what did they come to America for? It's all about fucking ass. They carry all their fucking ass from everywhere and dump them in the United States. It was not the United States all along anyway. It was America. It was America. Now, the radio here. And guess what? These fucking ass people, they claim to own it. They own this technology. Where they get the money from? You can't say they don't have money now to buy it, but where they get it from? Trace the history. You see? And you will find out that they don't have nothing in America that is not African. So now they make up all these old bunch of stuff. They say, well, then they own everything, everything on the planet. No, you know, that's painful. This is very painful. Very painful. Because you're talking about you have all these younger generations coming up, and they don't have a sure, stable government, good policies and stuff like that. And you have these black people now that all they're doing is just stay around these honest fucking white people and allow them to take whatever they want, and black people get a little bit of something else. That's terrible. Terrible. When they cannot even help to rehabilitate some of their own black people who can't read, no, they not do that. They are up there trying to be, you know, in the group of these fucking white people. Fucking ass. And that's all they're about. That's why they are in this country. In how many ways have they to fool us? How many ways have they to fool us? To make us think that, oh, we have a court system and all of that. Come on. What territory is this? It's not white people territory, but they make you think so. And pretty soon, you know, they own the right. They own your honor, too. You don't want nobody fucked because you must shit out of it. They say, no, they want it fucked too. That's it. That's what these white people are doing in America. You don't have anything but your brain and the history. That's all we have now. Because Africa is over there. They gave these fucking honest white men authority to do whatever they want to do with black people. If they didn't, what if they didn't give it to them? Well, they would be resisting them. Africa's job is to kick them out of our territory. And when we don't have that, they do what they want. Ain't that right? Yes, that's right. That is right. And you're reading the Bible with Genesis creation story. Well, there is no such story, but you have to heed it anyway. You have to believe it too. You see what I mean? And you don't have no power to resist anything. Because you'd probably resist if you could see something wrong, but you're not seeing anything wrong. You see? Because these people from way down the line, even before our mother and father, for them to take so that black people will be kept where they want them. Because nobody's talking about what is true industry, what is government jurisdiction. Nobody not talk about that. And Africa is okay with that. And, you know, all the African people that should be one to be reckoned with, no, they're not. They're looking to the white man, and they are not willing to talk the truth and live. Don't talk the truth and be dead. Speak the truth and stay alive. You see? Because they are not idiots. They know what side their bread is buttered on. And Duppy know who to frighten. You know, see it? That's what happens. A ghost know who they are to frighten. And these sodomites that belong to their fucking place up there where they learn to be sodomites, they don't want to go back there because they want everything and more and more civilized knowledge. So they are comfortable among black people. No matter what you see they're doing, they know and what they represent and where they fall short. They know all of that. And it's what they know about fall short, why they are in the position they are in. Black people, you're hammer knock off a stick. So, I have to tell it like it is. Because I am not one of them that feel like, useless talk or nothing like that, are afraid of these sodomites. And I can't point out where they come from. I can't point out what God they say they serve. Right, I can point out they are not civilized. They don't want to deal with me. They don't want to deal with me, even in my death. You know, I have a ghost in me. When I'm dead, my ghost will still be alive, you know. And I should be allowed to go and do things like what I am thinking about when I am dead. When I am dead. But I would like to see the world when it comes back to the bloom of civilization. That's what I would like to see. And laugh and be joyful that, you know, I could see it before I pass away. Like, oh, I vision it by reading what the first civilization was like. So, be blessed, my friends. And let me just speak to, like, the nasty, perverted church. It's so unfortunate that black people gone to such a depressed level of thought that they're speaking as if with goodwill, but they don't know what they're saying. And whichever way they come off, that has to do. Because you're talking about a man now. You know, I have a brother who's a preacher. Has a PhD too. And unfortunately, he's like about 6 years younger than me. And I feel very bad because we grow up and love each other and stuff like that. But see, because of this, we don't get along. And I just can't tell you that I don't love my brother, because that it would not be true.
I don't have any of that type of a problem at all. But I get annoyed at the kind of uncivilized way in which he behaves, because you can't even talk to him a good argument and get him respond like he's a civilized person. So the church make people uncivilized. Bad, bad, bad. Preaching about, you know, those, what you call, fairy tale stories in the Bible, like about Samson and Delilah and all these kind of stuff. You don't know what all the other things these sodomites write in the Bible. You know, like they write about Adam, what's his name, Lot and the sodomites, them want to rape off two men, visitors in his house, and refuse his daughters, and say, no, you know, we want these guys, we want their ass, we want to fuck them. You see, that's what these, they're writing in the Bible that they told us. You see? So, it's very bad that black people don't care. I don't care about their existence. I care 100%. See? And they would like to make us think that we are the ones who are not understanding things, because it says your mind has to be unnatural for you to understand the word of God. And there's no word of God nowhere. Start to read Genesis creation story, the first three chapters, and you should start begin to see things you never see before. Stop reading like you believe already. No, hold belief aside, because belief is not knowledge. You're reading to get knowledge. So don't bother read the Bible, the Christian story, like you believe it. Whether or not you did believe it or not, you need to like neutralize your sense of belief, because belief is not knowledge. Belief will not take you to any fact in stuff you don't know. But if you have reason to believe in something and you don't know it, you know, I mean, you must resolve that. Resolve that. But make sure you get the knowledge of what you believe in. And don't be in a hurry to start believing somewhere you don't know. You shouldn't. That is unnecessary. It's dangerous too. All right. I'm telling you that when black people begin saying, praise Jesus, I know the level of ignorance that they have, because I know where I am coming from in that ignorance. You can't, if you know what's going on in the world, you cannot in any kind of way have to believe in Jesus Christ. No, because you would be far ahead of knowledge than to do that. You would never do that. Now, it's like me, over 50 years, you cannot get me to go back to a church because I've read the history about it. Right? It's not his story. The church that we go to, that is his story. Okay? So you want to sit there and believe in the Bible and it's the word of God. No, that is his story. You know, that's the problem that black people are in. That we are so deceived and conquered that we just, you know, as it were, bring ourselves to be content with it. That's what happened. That's not the way it should be. We are the peculiar people. We are the people who are chosen by the gods to be primitive workers. It's us. It's not anyone else. So whatever these sodomites come up and start to say, they find out that they're simple. Black people are simple. Right? They are simply stupid. I need to get out of that. I mean no harm. The thing is, I'm talking about the truth, and that's what I'm aiming at, and like urging someone to take a good look at history, Sumerian history. Seek and find out what tells you about your origin. Now, I'm telling you now about the church as a whole. As black people, I'm telling you, get out of the church. Get out. Go read. But you don't have to wait until you read. I'm telling you, get out. Right? Remember, I tell you that. And see if you're going to come to anything besides your belief and faith. Belief and faith not getting you there anywhere. Right? So see if you're going to find out something that tells you I was right. Or you have found out expertly I was wrong. I would like to know that, whatever you find. All right. So I'm telling you, the church is no good. It's white sodomite fuckery. I wouldn't use those language ordinarily. No. But look, I have to tell you in good conscience what I know is true until somebody make it factually a lie. Until you are able to do that, you see, I will argue everything I know as reference to shield what I know. If you're able to bounce my shield down, I tell you what, it goes down. Because when I see something that is true, I don't keep on holding on to what's wrong. And that I don't have any weakness that way. I strive on perfection. I'm going to tell you now some foolishness, some church idiocy, okay? Profit for profit, right? The P-R-O-P-H-E-T, for P-R-O-F-I-T. A prophet, a man who believes in Jesus, he's in Africa. He is in Africa. And he has a multi-million dollar ministry, just like the Crystal Dollar, them, those kind of things, okay? Now, when you have this in Africa, the land of Africa should be free from the church. But you see, sodomy not to be in Africa. I'm nothing else besides sodomy got to be in Africa, because when Hillary and Obama went to Gaddafi and kill Gaddafi. And I don't see no African leader come to the refuge of that man. You mean at least he as much as reach out to any of his fellow leaders? Because all of them should be kings. You see, in all like 54, at least we should have at least 54 kings in Africa. And you want to tell me that there is none of them? I read one time that a king accepted Christianity. Now I know that, you know, it's bad with the African people. Very, very, very bad. Because we lack that. It's not that we don't have the ability to have the sense, but we're not trying to cultivate it. Because I can't see a king becoming a Christian and can read whatever it is that has the information. No. You don't do that. I mean, I was Christian and nothing I know now can make me think of being a Christian, because I don't find any precedent that is pure and clean from a historic point of view to make me want to go back to be a Christian. I scorn, puke, you know, vomit on that. No. Because that's European sodomite stuff. They invent that. So, now, come on, I have deliverance now, you know, I'm free from that nonsense. So I am telling you, this guy, you know, wealthy,
Wealthy documentary. This was a documentary that I was watching, and see how this pastor speaks. Reggie Yates concludes his travel around South Africa. So here is a young man that I saw in the documentary that was making some rounds in South Africa. Yes, he was, this Reggie Yates concludes his travels around South Africa communities. By spending a week with Prophet Emboro, a charismatic yet controversial church leader who is adored by his thousands of followers, renowned as much as his dancing, as he is for the miracles he performs. boosting a collection of expensive cars and wearing an array of jewelry. Emboro has emerged a millionaire from the boom in Pentecostal mega churches. The former BBC radio DJ asked if Emboro can possibly be a messenger from God or confront some home truth when recalling the time he rejected the African Pentecostal faith. All of the cause of the Indo-European sodomite bamboozling hybrid blacks, ethnic people, fake Jesus. That's the church right there. All right? That's the church right there. And, you know, the fact that church is the beginning, church belief is the beginning of the atrophy of your brain. As an African person, you will not come to the realization of enlightenment, real civilized enlightenment, once you believe in Jesus, because Jesus is a energy of the darkness of your heart and mind. Jesus has never existed in any history as a character, period. There is no Jesus at all. And the Bible itself does not affirm a Jesus at all, neither a spirit God. If you read the Bible the way it is linguistically fashioned to be read,
There is no truth in there. They want you to have faith and belief into the very essence of creation and Adam and Eve in a garden. Which, if you're reading properly, you will find out the story is not cohesive. It's disjointed. It's irrelevant. It's everything that is wrong. So we're going to go with it. So now, the people who represent the church is not black people. So white people want to behave like, you know, black people is a part of or started the church. No. Black people never found any church. Talk to me about that. You see, you'll feel like you're going to go into bondage now if you were to leave the church. No, you're in bondage right now in the church. You see, and I have to read a lot to find that out. Now, I couldn't be misleading you because I don't want anything from you at all, except I would like to know that your mind has found civilized understanding, okay? And you don't assume that, oh, God exists in the vacuous environment of the church, okay? Now, this is how we got caught into the Sodomite church. We are polytheism. By birth, we are polytheism. We are pagans. We are not anything else. Okay? We were created DNA fertilization in vitro, in glass tube. Now, the gods gave their blood to create us. They have it in the Bible. That's what they are emulating wrongly, talking about the blood of Jesus. They know about the blood of the Elohim that created us hybrid with Homo sapiens sapiens. These white people know that. And it's the reason why they wrote the Bible at the time when they are well awake. I know where they are headed. I know why they were writing the Bible. That is to shield us, keep us back from knowing who we are in the words of history. So what they do? They write a Bible and put all of these old bunch of honest fucking nonsense in there about Jesus and Bill of all kind of stuff that never existed to poison us with these concepts. And that is what is happening to black people right now. The fact is, Puritan, were the forerunners of today's kingdom dominion reconstructionist speech. You know, this should not be a complex thing, but, you know, you probably don't even understand what it means, you know, when I read this line. The white people, the Sodomites, they call themselves, you know, a ocean of different names that you will not represent them because they do so much crime and atrocities so that they don't let you know they are proto-Indo-Europeans. They don't want you to know that. So that's why they call themselves Roman Republic. First day, they overthrew the king and took the military. They call themselves Roman Republic. From that day forward, till this day, they are regarded as Romans in some way or the other. But they are the ones that have the legacy of the Romans. If they want to like come off like it wasn't them that overthrew the king, then why? Then they have all of the territories that they have confiscated. And who is it that created the imperial colonialism? Isn't it the Romans? It's the Romans. Then what are they doing with it? You see? If it's not them that overthrew the king in Rome, Italy, then why they here today? These white people here today, these Sodomites that we know here today, why are they, you know, in possession of all the legacy out of Palestine, Rome, New Zealand, and everywhere. Why? They are the ones. All right? So they are the ones that come in with the heresy about Jesus Christ and a calendar. They call themselves Puritans. Were the forerunners in 1620 when they come to America. They were the forerunners of today's Christianity. They call it Kingdom Dominion Reconstructionist teaching. It's about a Jesus Christ that don't exist. Right? And the worst of it is that the character is a sodomite character. So is the father of in the Bible, they call the father begot the son. It's all that those are two sodomite characters that they have in the Bible. God is a sodomite character. That they say there is no such thing about any spirit God begot a son. Not Nagasa. Search out the whole world and see where you get that logic from. The Puritans believe that they were carrying to America through Christianity as decreed by God. The same sodomite God in the Bible. We kill off everybody too. Especially as written in the Old Testament. You hear that? When you talk about Bible and Old Testament, we grew up with that, but I grew it out now. So it's, you know, everybody, if you are to be purged and clean from this whole bunch of foolishness that white people have in the church, you will have to come to the realization that none of this Bible, God and stuff like that is true. It's not relevant to civilized people. So they believe too that they were on a divine mission to America, a place specially appointed by God. Listen to these old bunch of evil filth. Okay? That these white people who invade our many countries and say, you know, we don't own anything anymore. You can see the relationship between some black people and them over 12,000 years. Because less than that would not afford them to do the kind of things that they do to us. There is too much of a confidence in them about black people. So they must know us long time. Come on. So now, last paragraph. John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationalhood found in ancient Israel, Palestine, to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately tenuous way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of New Israel. You see, so it was Palestine. It was Palestine, a Palestine, Canaan, and they turn it into Israel. Now, anything they do here, they are wrong, because they are not supposed to be talking anything about black people into anything they write. So when they talk about AD and Adamani, fucking trash. I mean, not even good dry trash. We don't have anything call AD Anno Domini calendar. None. So when these fucking assholes come and talk about AD Anno Domini, they're not really talking about us. They're not talking about black people. You see what I mean? And only because we are unknowing or just ignorant, we are not able to tell the difference. Draw a world is a textbook, and you will see what happens. they'll not stand up to you. Because if you can explain it, they know they're goose cook. My friend, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And if you have found something you're enjoying over, start seeing things logically, a blessing for you. A blessing, a lot of blessing for you. And may you take care, and I'm tired now, and I hope that you will feel refreshed and feel strong in yourself and give yourself completely to what is true. Let your conscience rule you. Take good care.